Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of March 30th, 2009. Victory Gardens Theater has announced their next season, and they're ramping things up with an ambitious 7-play lineup, with one of the company's most daring new play development projects in over 36 years. And it happens to be the next phase of the Ignition Festival. Last spring, 120 new works were submitted by playwrights of color and under 40 years old. 6 finalists were selected, and their productions were workshopped and presented as staged readings in a week-long festival this past summer. Now, 2 world premieres by the young writers will kick off the Victory Gardens 2009-2010 season. Year Zero by Michael Galanko will be the debut production in the Victory Gardens' new 120-seat second-floor studio theater. Next will be The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity by Christopher Diaz. This will be a co-production with Teatro Vista. Victory Gardens will also bring back the smash-hit holiday musical The Snow Queen for the 4th season. Following that will be the Chicago premiere of Blue Door and the Chicago premiere of The Lost Boys of Sudan. James Sherman's world premiere farce Jacob and Jack can also be seen in the season. And finally, the debut of A Guide for the Perplexed. This one will co-star Kevin Anderson and Francis Guinan. 5, 6, and 7-play subscriptions are now available. For more in-depth details on the Victory Gardens stellar 2009-2010 season, click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. 23 members of the American Theater Company's ensemble announced that they are no longer part of the ATC. American Theater Company is Chicago's second oldest ensemble-based company. Those members are forming the American Blues Theater, which was actually originally founded back in 1985 by the same members. The newly reformed organization will present 2 productions in 2010 in celebration of their 25th season as an ensemble. The American Blues Ensemble is saying that there's administrative and artistic differences with the newest artistic director of the ATC, PJ Paparelli. Rick Cleveland, founding member, said that it's going to be more than just a name change. It'll be a revelation. This ensemble of artists began their collaboration back in 1985 with the production Dogman's Last Stand. They then went on to produce such hits as Bad Moon, Keely and Do, American Buffalo, and of course, Oklahoma. The individuals supporting this departure and forming the new/old ensemble can be found at Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Steppenwolf Theater Company has announced their 5th annual First Look Festival repertory of new works that can be seen this summer. This year's festival includes the show Honest, Sky Dubai, and Sex with Strangers. Ed Sobel will be curating the festival again. The festival features 3 productions of new plays presented in rotation and accompanied by a series of readings, lectures, and events focused on the development of new work. The Hypocrites Theater has announced some of the titles of their next season. Most surprisingly is that House Theater's Matt Hawkins will be directing Cabaret for the Hypocrites next spring. That's right, Cabaret. Also included in the 13th season will be Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. This one will be adapted and directed by Sean Graney, and that can be seen next fall. Graney will also direct Jean-Paul Sartre's No Exit. Stay tuned to Talk Theater in Chicago for more information as the season unfolds. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.